start off with one or two points from yesterday's shiur I've left over. Michael Avadia came over to me after the shiur yesterday, and he pointed out correctly that we discussed whether there's a mitzvah of milah by the milah of Gevus. So we saw the rayas from the Mishnah Siyavitz, from a Vesalo Jolti, that there is a, that he wants to prove from Rashi and Sochim and from the Rambam that there is a Kiyum HaMitzvah of Milah. Not a Chiyuv HaMitzvah, but there's a Kiyum HaMitzvah, which the Kiyum HaMitzvah is suspended, of course, until after the Goy is Megaya, but then he has a Kiyum HaMitzvah of Milah, and that's why he doesn't have to do Hatofas Damris afterwards. Right? So even though every Jew has to do Bris Milah, or he has to do, as we'll learn today, that he has to do, if he can't do Bris Milah, he has to do Hatovas Dam Bris, but not in this case, because he already has a Kiyum Mitzvah Milah. Part of the Milah of Gerus is a Kiyum Mitzvah Milah as well. Right? And that's how the Mishnah Siyavis proved that from the Rashi in Sochim, that the Gemara had a havamina that Mila Shaloi Bismana should be Deicha Yontiv, and because based on Asse Deicha Los Asse, it says it can't be Deicha Yontiv because Yontiv is a Los Asse Vase. The Ein Asse Deicha Los Asse Vase. But otherwise, Mila Shaloi Bismana would have been Deicha Yontiv. Asse Deicha Los Asse. And Rashi explains that Mila Shaloi Bismana is either a case of a cotton after Yom Ches. He was nenas, and they couldn't do milah on Yom Ches, or a gershon nisgayer. So, how could a gershon nisgayer possibly? How could he even have a havamina that he should be deicha yontiv? Because after all, if there wouldn't be a mitzvah of milah, there's no asay to be deicha the los asay. So he wanted to prove from there that we see from that Rashi that there is a kiyum mitzvah milah by the milah of a ger. And even though there's no chiyuv, ase deicha los ase, you don't need a chiyuv. The Ramban says in Bava Metzia Daf Lamed that it's not necessary to have a chiyuv mitzvah to be deicha the los ase, even a kiyum a mitzvah. There's a lot of discussion in the Achrayim about that. So there is a kiyum mitzvah smila. So Michael Michael pointed out what I wanted to point out. I just forgot to mention it. That in the Ritva, the Ritva said quotes a Ramban that the Ramban, some say it's the Rambam, was Matir Lomul B'Yontav Sheni, L'misha L'hoi Yochol Lomul Kodem L'chein. Yontav Sheni is only the Rabbanan. So the Rambam and the Ramban said that you can do Bris Mila, or Mila Shaloi Bismana, on Yontav Sheni. Because this is a mitzvah d'raisa, and Yontav Sheni is only in Issa the Rabbanan. Right, so Mila Shalizmana, after the 8th day, you can do one Yantash. There's a big machlokes rishonim about that. We paskin that you can't do it, but according to the Rambam and the Ramban, you can do Mila Shalizmana on Yantash Sheni if you couldn't do the Mila beforehand. Right? Because there's a mitzvah, it's Shihui mitzvah, then you're delaying doing the mitzvah. And since Yantash Sheni is only to Rabbonan, and the mitzvah of Mila is deraisa. So it's doiche the isa malacha yantasheni, but then the Ritva says afilo hochi mitstaber to lo mikilin biger kevin sheeno ger at sheimol viyit at yitvol viyimol dilma porish kaidem tefila chendanti lifnei maram v'hodo lizvorei. So the Ritva says even so the mila of a ger will not be doiche yantasheni. Why not? Because we're choishesh that maybe he'll change his mind and he won't go through with the gerus. So nimsa then that the milah was not, there was no tzairich in that milah. So that's the reason why it's not deicha yontav sheni. If not for that reason that we're choishesh that he might change his mind and it'll be poyresh from the gerus before the tvila, so then the mila of a ger would have been doicha yontav sheni. That's what we see from the ritva. How could the pasul be doicha yontav sheni? It must be that there's a, to be doicha yontav sheni, you have to have a tzorech mitzvah. There has to be a mitzvah there, some kind of kiyuma mitzvah. So it must be from this ritva we see that there is, that he learns that there was a kiyum mitzvah in the mila. If this mila eventually will lead up to the gerus, so then there's going to be a kiyum mitzvah in the mila. But since we're choishesh, that maybe he'll change his mind and he won't complete the gerus. So that's the reason why you can't have mila of a ger on yontav sheni. But from this ritva as well, we see that he seems to be holding that there's a kiyum mitzvah of mila in the mila of gerus, right? So we have a number of rayas to that. Before we get into the whole sugya of gershin yizgayek shu mohul and noilad mohul, I just want to discuss for a moment the Ramban at the end of Parshas Emor, because we saw from Rashi on Reb Elezer that Rashi said that in Avoseinu Molu v'Mitzrayim Yotzo Michlal b'nei Noach l'kabel ha-Torah. So it seems from Rashi that the obvious had a status of b'nei Noach. We all know this is a big, big shaila. The Pashas Drochim is mayrich on this. What was the status of the obvious? Did they have a status of b'nei Noach? Or did they have a status of Yisrael? In other words, once Avraham Avinu was given the mitzvah of Mila, right? So now maybe he yotzu michlal b'nei Noach, and they had a status of Yisrael, even though they weren't chayiv yet in Tariag mitzvahs, right? They were mekayim kol ha-Torah kula, but maybe they changed their status. So this is a big, big shaila that the Achronim deal with. But the truth is that it's really a Ramban. It's really a Ramban at the end of Parshas Emor by the Mekalel, by the Megadev, right? Who was, his mother was Jewish and his father was a Mitzri, right? And there's a Torah Kohenim that says B'tzoyich b'yetze ben isha Yisraelis B'tzoyich b'nei Yisrael Melamed shenis gayer, that he was Megayer. His mother was Jewish. Right? His father was a Mitzri. So what does it mean that he was a Miskaya? So the Ramban says, all it means is that he joined Klal Yisrael. He didn't stay with his father, right? But he went with his mother, Adam Mitzrayim, and he was part of the whole Geiris of Klal Yisrael at the time of Matan Torah, right? Mila, Tvila, Hatzos, Dori, Bishas, Matan Torah. That Nidbach Yisrael, he remained with Klal Yisrael, but in reality, he was no different than any other Jew, right? All of Klal Yisrael had to go through a Geirus and Matan Torah. But he was no different than anyone else. So the Ramban quotes the Tzorfatim, the Bali Atoises, who say that that he had to go through a different kind of Geirus. He had to go through a Geirus because it was Koyde Matan Torah. And Koyde Matan Torah, they had a din like B'nai Noach. What's the halacha by umos halecha chazocha, right? If you have by two goyim, you have the father is from Amoin and the mother is from Stam goy, right? So you go after the father. So the Chachmei Hatzorfatim said that before Matan Torah, he had a din of a Mitzri. Even though his mother was Jewish, his mother was a Yisraelis, whatever that meant then, but he had a din of a Mitzri because you go after the father, right? And therefore he was Megayer, and in order, because he had a halachic status of a Mitzri, he wasn't like all the rest of Klal Yisrael. Right? That they only had to have a gerus of Klal Yisrael in general when they were Mekabel Torah, but he had to have a special gerus as an individual, as a yochid, because you go after the father. In other words, according to the Bali Yatoisvis, before Matan Torah, they had a status of goyim, they had a status of b'nei Noach, and therefore halechacha hazocha. Even though the halacha is after Matan Torah, right? If the father is a goyim and the mother is a Jew, you go after the mother, right? And the child is a full-fledged Jew, but before Matan Torah, the Chachmei Hatzorfatim say they had a status of goyim, and the Ramban disagrees. Ramban says, "Ein daiti kach ki me'eshe bo Avram bivris hoyu Yisrael uvagoyim lo yischashovu." From the time of Bris Mila of Avram Avinu, they had a status of Yisrael. They weren't chayiv in Tayyar mitzvahs. They were chayiv now in 8 mitzvahs, 7 mitzvahs b'nei Noach and the mitzvah of Bris Mila. But they had a status of Yisrael, no longer a status of b'nei Noach, and therefore you would go after the mother. Right, you would go after the mother. He was born from a Jewish mother, right, and therefore he was Jewish. He was like any other Jew. And what's his raya? What's the Ramban's raya that they had a status of Yisrael?
Kedushin.
What?
Kedushin.
Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin by Esav. The Gemara says that Esav was the Yisrael Muma. Right? The Gemara says, Esav, Gemara wants to bring a raya from Ki Yerushalay Esav Nasatias Harseya that Akum Yerei Shezoviv, that there's Yerusha by Goyim. And the Gemara rejects that because Esav was Yisrael Mumma. He was a Yisrael, but he went off the Derech. But he had a status. He had the status of Yisrael. So you see already from the time of Avram that they changed their status and they had the status. They had the status of Yisrael. Right, that's the Ramban. So it comes out, it's a machloikes. And therefore, the Ramban says that this Ben Isha Yisraelis, and the father was a Mitzri, he really was a Jew, like he was a Yisrael, like any other Yisrael, because you go after the mother. Because they changed their status. The dinim that they had were dinim of Yisrael, not dinim of B'nai Noach, even though they weren't chayiv in Tayyar Mitzvahs, Until Matan Torah. There's a Reb Chaim, you know, there's a famous kasha that if Avram was Mekayim, Kol HaTorah Kula, so then how is he able to keep Shabbos? Because if he had a status of Ben Noyach Sheshov Aschayev Misa. Right? So many, many answers on that kasha. One of the famous answers, I think it's the Haflor who gives this answer, is that he wore a talis cotton. Everybody knows this answer, right? He wore a talis cotton. So Mimanashah, they had a sofik whether he was a Ben Noyach or a Yisrael. So Mimanashah, if he's a Yisrael, so then there's no Hoytzor on Shabbos. If he's a Ben Noyach, so then the tzitzis are not bottled to the beged, and he's going to be over on Hoytzor on Shabbos, and therefore he was not a Ben Noyach Shabbos Chayimisa. The Brisker Rav did not like that answer. The Rizker Rav says that going based the premise of that answer is that they had a sofik. They had a sofik whether they had a status of Yisrael or a status of B'nai Noach. He said, no, there was no sofik. There's no sofik. So the Rizker Rav quotes Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim gave a different answer to this kasha. Reb Chaim says, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Melochim, Akam Sheshovas, Afilo Biyom Mimoy Sachol, So Chaim learned out from this Rambam that what is the issa of goy sheshavas, of akum sheshavas? The issa is lechadesh das. It's when, if it's a chidush das, if he's creating, he has 7 mitzvahs. To create a new mitzvah for himself, that's a problem, right? So if he's keeping Shabbos, that's a chidush das. So Chaim said, for the Ovis, it wouldn't have been a problem. Why? Because they had a Shem Yisrael. Although they didn't have a chiyuv of mitzvahs, except those 8 mitzvahs, but once they had the Shem Yisrael, as we see from Esav Yisrael Mumma Hoya, right? Imkein yesh lahem shaychus lemitzvahs haTorah. They didn't have a chiyuv mitzvahs, but they had a shaychus to the mitzvahs of the Torah. It wasn't considered to be a chidush das, and therefore Ben Noyach Sheshov Aschayev Misa would not apply at all by the others. In other words. Reb Chaim held that although they didn't have the chiyuv mitzvahs of Yisrael, but there's a din, there's a status of Shem Yisrael. Shem Yisrael they had. Right? Shem Yisrael they had. Ramban goes further. The Ramban says that they had Dinei Yisrael, not Chiyuv Mitzvahs, but Dinei Yisrael in terms of who do you follow, the father or the mother. But the Reb Chaim is saying at least they had Shem Yisrael, and therefore when they kept Shabbos, it wasn't considered to be a Chiddush Dat. The Yisrael Ben Noach Sheshav Aschayev Misa is only, Reb Chaim said, because it was a chidush das. So it was like they're making up. They're creating a new mitzvah. You can't say that legabe someone who has a Shem Yisrael, it's like a new das. It's like a new mitzvah. Right? Because the mitzvahs are shayich to someone that has Yisrael, a status of Yisrael, even though there ain't no mitzvah v'v'yaisa. They had a status of ain't no mitzvah v'v'yaisa, but the mitzvahs were shayich to them. Right? So that's the Reb Chaim. Yes.
Why do we always say that by Shabbos we allow Bnei Noach to keep other mitzvahs?
I think if you have to look at the Rambam there, I think the Rambam says it applies by other mitzvahs as well. If he takes it on as a mitzvah, if he's just doing it as an eino mitzuve v'ayse, right? But if he's mechadesh, I have to look at the Rambam Hilchos Melachim. Take a look.
But Shabbos we go further and we say we can't. He can't even do it as an eino mitzuve.
I don't know. You have to analyze those Rambams a little bit more. Okay? All right. Let's do this Tosis, a big sugya of Gesh Niskay Shumo and Noilad Mohul, and there were many, many shitas in the Mishanim. I'd like to try to be masbir some of these shitas. So Taisa says like this: the Reb Yosi Tarte Boy, Kosa Bahag, the Gershon Iskaya Shumohu, Vitzorich Lahatif Mimeno Dambris, Vikotten Shanoilik Shumohu, Ain't Zorich Lahatif, Vitaima the Kotten Shalo Hoysolo Orlo, Meoilom, Ain't Zorich, Avol Gershon Hoysolo Yorlo, Miloso, Aino Milo. Tzorich lahativ dambris. So the Bahag paskins a whole sugi in Mesechish in Shabbos about a gershin is gayek shumo, whether he has to do a tofes dambris, and a noilad mo, whether he has to do a tofes dambris. Now, if a noilad mo does have to do hatofes dambris, what do you see from the Gemara? Why does he have to do hatofes dambris? What's the reason by a noilad mo? A Yisrael she noilad mo. Safik ol kvusha. Vada yor lekvusha, or sofik or lekvusha, machlekes rabin, Rav Yosef, in the Gemara over there. But there's an orla kvusha, in other words, a potential orla. We don't know exactly what it means, an orla kvusha, but there's a potential, some kind of potential orla that did not grow, that did not come out, and based on that, he would have to do a hatoves damris. Now, by an agershin, his gayek shu mohu has nothing to do with orla kvusha because he already did a bris mila, right? He did a mila, so there's no orla kvusha there at all. So there's a number of machleiksim there in Shabbos. I'm not going to go through the whole sugya, but the two main shittas in the sugya of Shabbos is the Gemara starts off saying that Orlosa Vada is Deicha Shabbos and not Orlosa Sofik. Sofik is not Deicha Shabbos. So what are the cases of Sofik that are not Deicha Shabbos? Andreginis, right? Neila Ben Ashmoshis and Neila Kshumohu. Right? They're not Deicha Shabbos. Because there's a Neilad Mohul, there's a Safik or a Kvusha. So do you need a Hatovas Dambris by a case of Neilad Mohul? So there's a Machlikis, the Tanakama, and Roshim Ben Alosa. Tanakama says that according to Beis Shammai, a Neilad Mohul requires Hatovas Dambris. And Beis Hillel holds he does not require Hatovas Dambris. Comes along with Shimon ben Elazar and he says there's no machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel at all about this, about a Neilad Mohul. Neilad Mohul, everyone agrees that he does require Hatovas Dambris. Where do they have a machlokes? By a Gershin is Gayek Shu Mohul, that Beis Shammai holds Tzorich Lahatif Dambris, and Beis Hillel holds Ain Tzorich Lahatif Dambris. Okay? So there's a machlokes to Tanakama and Rav Shimon ben Elazar about that. And then, who do we paskin like? Do we paskin like Tanakama? Do we paskin like Rav Shimon ben Elazar? So there's a machlokes amoraim about that. Rav says, we paskin like Tanakama, which would mean what? That would mean that Beis Hillel. Of course, we passed in Beis Hillel against Beis Shammai. That would mean that Noilad Mahul does not require Hatovas Damrius. And Shmuel says that we paskin like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds that Lekulei Alma, Noilad Mahul requires Hatovas Damrius, and the whole machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is by Geshem Yizkaya. Shmuel Mahul and Beis Hillel holds that he doesn't require Hatovas Damrius. And the Gemara says, Gemara tells a Maisa that Rav Ada bar Ahava, that he had a child who was a Noilad Mahul, and on Shabbos he wanted to do the Hatovas Damrius, it was the eighth day, and he took him to 13 Moyanim, and then they all refused to do it, and then he did it himself, and he made the child into a Krus Shadcha, and he said, it was my mistake, because Tesili the Avri Yadurav. Because I didn't listen to the Psak of Rav. According to the Psak of Rav, right, there's no requirement of Hatovas Damrius at all by a Noilad Mahul. So it's my fault that I should have listened to the Psak of Rav, like Gemara says. Even according to Shmuel, what you did was wrong. Because even according to Shmuel, that there is Hatovas Damrius by Noilad Mahul only because of Safik Orla Kvusha. Right, and therefore if it's Sofik, he can't be Mechalel Shabbos. Right, Mila is Doicha Shabbos if there's a Vade Mitzvah Mila. If it's only a Sofik Mitzvah Mila, it's not going to be Doicha Shabbos. So what you did was wrong, even according to Shmuel. Okay, and then the Gemara goes on. Rabba holds that it's Shema Sofik Ola Kvusha by Neilad Mor, but Yosef holds it's Vada Yor Lekvusha, and the Gemara wants to try to bring, Rabbi Yosef wants to bring a Raya from Roleza HaKapo. Very, very complicated sugya, a lot of different shittas. The question is, how do we paskin La Halocha on this? So Tosfos over here, since Rabbi Yosef says that a ger requires both Mila and Tvila, and we paskin like Rabbi Yosef, so Tosfos discusses what happens. Right? What's going to happen by a Gershin Yizkai Shumol? Because that's basically what Rabbi Yossi is saying. And a Gershin Yizkai Shumol, if he's an Arovi Mohol, a Givoni Mohol, when he comes, and you have to do a Hatovas Damrius, and also a Tvila, because Tartei Boy, you need both of them. So Tosis discusses, what is the Psak Halochas? It brings down the sheet of the Bahag. Right? The Bahag Paskin, that there's a difference between Gershin Yizkayek Shu Mohul and Noilad Mohul. That Lahalocha Gershin Yizkayek Shu Mohul has to do Hatovas Damrius, but Noilad Mohul does not have to do Hatovas Damrius, because what's the difference between them? So he says, because a Kotan didn't have an Orla. In other words, we're passing that we're not Choshish for the Orla Kvusha according to the Bahag. Right, Kotan didn't have an orla, not even an orla kvusha, and therefore there's no need to do hatovas damrius. Masha enkein by gershin yizgayek shu mohul, he once did have an orla, right? He had an orla, and he then he circumcised himself. So therefore, he has to do hatovas damrius for the purpose of gerus. Because the difference is that by a Gershin Yizkayek Shu Mohul he had an Orla, and a Kotan Shenoilad Shu Mohul never had an Orla. Right? So that's why there's no requirement of Hatovas Damrius. And then he goes on to say that Im Nichras Lo Kol Agir Uvol LeHizkayer En Doimer Shemiloso Magvoso MiLizkayer Umoda Rabbi Yosi Bahi Desagi Bitvila Luchuda. That Nichras Agir, if the whole Aver was cut off, right, before he was able to be Megayah, so then Rabbi Yosi would be Maideh that all you need is Tefillah for the Geirus. It's impossible to do even a Hatovas Damrius, and therefore it's sufficient just to do a Tefillah alone. In other words, the Geirus of this individual will be like the Geirus of an Isha, right? Where it's Efsha to do Mila, here it's Efsha to do Hatovas Damrius. So the Geirus is a Geirus just with the Tvila alone. It's not going to be Ma'akiv in his Geirus, even though we Paskin, like Rabbi Yosi, that you need both Mila and Tvila. That's where the Mila is possible, but where it's impossible, Right? In the case of Nichos Agid, so then all you need is Tevila, then we compare it to the Gerus of a, to the Gerus of an Isha, right? But where it's possible, where it's a Gersh in Iskayek Shehum Bobu, he circumcised himself, and now it's still possible to do a Hatofas Dam Bris, right? So then you have to do, that's going to be Ma'akiv. You must do Hatofas Dam Bris along with the Tevila. Right? So in this Shita of the Bahag, the Hezba, what is the difference between Yesh and Skayek Shu Mohul and Neuland Mohul? There were really a number of different Hezberim. Tosis gives one, and the Tosis Yeshonim gives two other Hezberim. So I want to go through those Hezberim. What's the Hezber of Tosis? And this explanation that Tosis gives is really the Rosh in Shabbos, that brings down this explanation in the name of the Ri as well. So what is Tosis saying? The chiluk is that by a gershin skayek shu mohul, he had an orla previously, and therefore, in order to do gerus, there has to be a hatofas dam bris to remove that orla, because the fact that he circumcised himself, it wasn't l'shem geiris, it wasn't l'shem mitzvah, so that doesn't remove the shem orel, right? Remember, we had that chakira, whether what's the role of mila in the geiris? Is it a maisa geiris, or is it hasoras ha'orla, hasoras hashem orel, right? So apparently, according to the Bahag, once he had, this guy had an orla, so he has a shem orel, and to remove that shem orel, that's a ma'akiv in the geiris. It's a prerequisite for the geiris. So you have to do hatofas dam bris. That will accomplish the removal of the shem orel. But by a cotton shenoy like shehu mohul, he never had an orla, so he never had a shem orel at all, and therefore there's no need to do hatofas dam bris. Right? No need to do hatofas dam bris. According to this, what would happen if you would have a goy who was born mohul? The goy was born mohul. How do you do geiris on him? Do you have to do hatofas dam bris? Pashtus not.
What about the gemara nedarim?
Yeah. So, I don't know what would happen as far as that gemara nedarim. It, as far as kol goyim areilim, it could be, it doesn't matter whether he has an orla or he never had an orla. That could be, that's a different din. But as far as the geirus, the maisa geirus, if he never had an orla, right? If he never had an orla, he's not called an orel legabe the geirus. That's the pashtus, what would come out according to this. We'll see a big nafgamina. Let me go through the different explanations, and we'll see the nafgamina. Right? That's the explanation that Tosis himself gives. Tosis Yeshonim gives the first explanation that Tosis Yeshonim is dafka ger shebo l'toyres yadus ein lo likonis tachas kanfe yashchina kshenizgaye mohul im lo ba'atoves dam avol bekotten shelo huchsak ba'arelus lo itzori. So what's the distinction that Tosis Yeshonim makes? Pashtus he's making, it's a different distinction than our Tosis. He says, why does a Gershon is Gayek Shu Mohul? Why does he require a Hatovas Dabris? Because Ein Lo Likones Tachas Kanfe Ashkina Kshen Yisgaya Mohul. In other words, what is he saying, the Tosis Yeshonim? You need Geru, you need the Mila for the Maisa Gerus. You can't be nichnas tachas kanfei hashchina without a mila or hatofas davris, where mila is not possible, right? Avol cotton shelo huchzak ba'areilus. But by a cotton, what's the purpose of mila by a cotton? The mitzvah of mila. It's the mitzvah of mila. In other words, the mila by a ger is different than the mila by a cotton. The mila by a ger is a maisa gerus, just like the tefillah is a maisa gerus. And therefore, you have to do that maisa gerus. You have to do a hatofas a hatofes dambris, if you can't do the actual mila itself. Otherwise, he can't be megayev. Masha enkein by a cotton, the mila is the mitzvah of mila. What's the mitzvah of mila? God, that if someone is an orel, he has an orla, so you have to do a chituk, you have to cut off that orla. A noilan mohu doesn't have an orla, so mimela, he has no mitzvah of mila. If he has no mitzvah of mila, he has no mitzvah of hatofes dambris. Right? They're two totally different things. Right? The Mila by Gerus is a Maisa Gerus. Mila by a cotton is the mitzvah of Mila. Right? And therefore, he says, as the Rashba in Shabbos also says a svara like this in the Baha'i, that Gershin is Rayak Shu Mohul, how will he be Miskaya? How will he enter Tachas Tachantve Ashrina unless he does Hatofas Dambris? Because that's a Maisa Gerus. What about Nichras Hagid? So how can the Goisha Nichras Hagid, how can he be Megayer? He can't do Mila, right? He can't do that Maisa Gerus. What's the answer? What? Like a woman. He doesn't need the Mila. If Nichras Agid and it's Eefsha, so for his Gerus is just with the Tvila alone. But over here, a Gershin is Gayek Shuhu Mohul, so it's possible to do a Hatofas Dambris. So his Gerus requires Hatofas Dambris and also Tvila. Right? That's the first teretz of Tosfos Yeshayim. Yeah.
Why isn't Tvila going to be Matatatosh?
What's that?
Why isn't Tvila going to be Matatatosh?
No, because by a man, that we learned that so. You need Tarte, you need both. Where it's possible to do both, you need both. It's a Maisa Gerus. It's a Maisa Gerus. Just like Tvila is a Maisa Gerus, the Mila is a Maisa Gerus. Or the Atovas Dambris, where you can't do the Mila, right? That's a Maisa Gerus. So in order to become a Ger, you have to do both, right? But by a cotton, it's the mitzvah of Mila to remove the Orla. If he was Neilad Mohul, he doesn't have an Orla, right? He doesn't have an Orla. According to this teretz in the Tosfos Yeshayim, what would happen by a goy who was noilad mohul? Right? You still have to do hatofes dambris. It's possible to do hatofes dambris. You still have to do it because that's the maisa gerus. You can't have a gerus without the hatofes dambris. So this would be a nafkamina between the reason of our Tosfos and the Baha'i. And the reasoning of the Tosfos Yeshayim, the reason of the Tosfos Yeshayim. The Tosfos Yeshayim, for some reason, doesn't like this teretz. He says, V'doichaku. I think it's an excellent teretz. It's a beautiful teretz, that the role of the Mila by Gerus is very different than Mila by a cotton. Yes?
Didn't you say yesterday that you wanted to tear them?
The what?
Mila by Gerus to Mila. Didn't you say yesterday you wanted to prepare Mila by Gerus to Mila,
regular Mila? Oh, the regular Mila. Oh,
so
okay. Good, very good, very good. L'chayra, you have to say that the Tosfos Yeshayim, why doesn't he like this Terence? Because apparently the Tosfos Yeshayim is learning that the Mila by Gerus is similar to the Mila by a cotton. Right? It's also the mitzvah mila. With that you say that there's a mitzvah of mila, right? Of course the kiyum mitzvah is not chal yet. But in other words, you have to do a mitzvah of mila that's part of the gerus to do the mitzvah of mila. So wherever there's a mitzvah of mila, it's necessary. But it's based on the mitzvah, the Mila by Gerus is based on the mitzvah of Mila. Right? And there is a somewhat of a raya to this, besides the rayas that we saw yesterday, but from that the Gemara and Yevamos Daf Ayin Beis about the Mila of Gerus, whether is a kosher dafka by Yoim or is it kosher even by Laila, like any other Mila shelo bizmano. Right? So the Gemara itself makes the comparison from a cotton after the eighth day, a mila shelo bizmana, and a mila of a gershin isgayek shu mohu. The Gemara puts them together. So possibly that's why the Tosfos Yeshayim said doichaku, to make a distinction and say that they're two totally different halachis of mila, right? And never the twain shall meet. Right? They're totally different, and therefore you can't compare them. So the Tosis Yeshonim held that's a doichak, because we do see that there are comparisons between the Mila of Ger and the Mila of a Kotten. So, but the first Teretz in the Tosis Yeshonim, which is also the Rashba, makes that distinction. So how does the Tosis Yeshonim himself explain the Bahag? So he says a different chiluk. Yesh tam boru de minadin ho yishneim ger v'kotten tzrichim hatofes dambris. Ela b'kotten ein tzorich lahativ, de darshinim midichtiv or loso, de shenoy lomo lo hevi orlo, ve ein tzorich lahativ, ve dafka b'kotten, de goli kro, goli, avu b'ger de lo goli, lo goli. So he says, really, we should compare a gershin iskayishu mohul to a cotton. Shenoylad mohul. Both of them should be the same, and both of them should really require hatovas dambris. Right? Both of them should require hatovas dambris. Based on the mitzvah of mila, right? There's a mitzvah of hatovas dambris where you can't do the mila. The hatovas dambris is a substitute for the mitzvah mila. This is a big shaila where the hatovas dambris is a new mitzvah, a separate mitzvah than mila, or it's a substitute for the mitzvah mila where you can't do the actual mila. So he seems to be saying that by both a ger and a kotten, you would have the mitzvah of doing the hatofes dambris, and the only thing is, by a kotten, there's a gzeres hakosuv, that neilad mo, you don't have to do a hatofes dambris. It's a gzeres hakosuv, that orlosoi, dafka when there's an orlo. But if there's no orlo, because he's neilad mo, it's a gzeres hakosuv. And the Tosis Yeshonim says, Heicha de goli goli, heicha de lo goli lo goli. It's only a gzeres hakosuv by a kotten, not by a ger. But basically, the premise of the Tosis Yeshonim's teretz, and this is the teretz that's brought down in Tosis in Shabbos, in the name of the, who brings that down? The Rashba. The Rashba gives this teretz. In the Rashba of the Bali Atosis, not the Rashba, not the the Chidushia Rashba, that both of them should really require a Hatov as Dambris, right? Because either for one of two reasons, that both of them should require a Hatov as Dambris. Either because it's a mitzvah, the mitzvah of Mila, where you can't be Mekayim the mitzvah of Mila, so you have to do the mitzvah of Hatov as Dambris. So Neilad Mohu and Geshin is Gaishu Mohu. Both of them should do Hatov as Dambris, except there's a Xeris Akosu by a Neulad Mohu that he doesn't have to do Hatov as Dambris. Or possibly I was thinking something else. I was thinking that both of them would require Hatov as Dambris because of Kedushas Yisrael. In other words, the common denominator between a Neulad Mohu and a Gershon Yisrael Shu Mohu is that both of them are lacking a certain Kedushas Yisrael. Last Shabbos at the Bris, I was in my grandson's Bris, so I spoke a little bit about this, and based on the Rav said that a cotton who is lacking Kedushas Yisrael, a certain degree of Kedushas Yisrael, until he does Bris Mila. No, Bris Mila is mashlim. He's a Jew, right? He would be chayiv in all mitzvahs. But there's a certain dimension of Kedushas Yisrael that's lacking without Bris Mila. And of course, by a ger, you need the Mila for the Kedushas Yisrael, to establish the Kedushas Yisrael. So there is a common denominator between them in terms of Kedushas Yisrael. So that's possibly what the Tosis Yeshonim is saying, is that we would have said that both of them require Hatovas Dambris. Geshin Iskayishu Mohul and Noilad Mohul. Because without Hatovas Dambris, you're lacking a certain Kedushas Yisrael. But there's a Gzeres HaKosuv that by Noilad Mohul, you don't require the Hatovas Dambris. But by the Geshin Iskayishu Mohul, we don't have a Gzeres HaKosuv. So Mimela, Misvara, you would be Chayiv to do Hatovas Dambris. So we have three possible explanations of the shita of the Bahag. Tosis, the first teretz of the Tosis Yeshonim, and the second teretz of the Tosis Yeshonim. And there's a very big nafkamina within those explanations, right? The nafkamina would be if you had a goy shenoy led mogul and he wants to be megaya, would you have to do hatovas dambris? So according to Tosis' explanation, you wouldn't have to do hatovas dambris because he never had an orla, right? There was noy led mogul without an orla. Although the gavra might have a status of kol goyim areilim, but he did never had an orla. For the so that there should be a requirement of hatofes damris, right? So, but according to the first explanation of the Tosis Yeshonim, right, that the requirement of hatofes damris by Gershon Yiskayik Shumol is because it's the maise, it's a maise gerus. So then, even if he was noilad mogul, you would still have to do. Otherwise, ha'ech, the Rashba uses this lashon, the Ramban uses this lashon. If you're not going to do hatovas damris, b'meh nichnas tachas kanfei yashchina. You have to do that. And then otherwise, how is he nich? By a nichras hagid, right? Nichras hagid. So there's the tefillah, the geirus is a different geirus. It's the geirus of Anisha. All he needs is tefillah. But where he has the Aver, even though you can't do Mila now, but you can still do Atovas Dambriya. So by men nichnas tachas kanfei yashchina, if you won't do that Atovas Dambriya. So therefore even by a Noilad, a Goish, a Noilad Mohul, you would still have to do a Hatovas Dambriya. Okay, that would be a nafkamin. So these are the explanations of the Shita of the Bahag. But we have how many other Shitas in Rishayim are there? How many shittas did you see?
I think I saw four.
There are four shittas altogether. All the possibilities. Right? Four shittas altogether. I don't know if you saw it, maybe you saw four, but I mean I gave you three that you should have seen. But the what's the next shita? That tells us the Rabbeinu Hananel. Right? What's the shita Rabbeinu Hananel? Rabbeinu Hananel holds Ipcha. Right? Just the opposite. Possum Shabbos Ipcha mehalochis. Yidoyles, that he paskin that a gershin is gayer shuhu mohul does not have hatofes dambris. A noilad mohul does have hatofes dambris. But nisgayer shuhu mohul, but see, Tosis doesn't really elaborate on the Rabbeinu Hananel. He just says he paskin zipcha, right? But he explains what his source is, what's the mokor. But the Rabbeinu Hananel really is really like the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam that the Ran quotes. So we'll come to, let's just get through the Rayas, the Mekoiris of how to paskin, and then we'll see what the Shita is. So Rabbeinu Hananel, the Pesach of Zechar Shabbos, Yibcho Me'alochas, V'chadosh, V'chei Mashra, the Perek Rebbe Loza Demila, the Koma, Lo Nechlu Rebbe Shami, V'esilil, Al-Noylech Shu Mohu, Jezorech Lati Mena Dam Briyas, Al-Manechel, Gershin Skai, Shu Mohu, right? So, in other words, he paskin, the Rach, Rabbeinu Hananel paskin, that Noilad Mohul is more chomer than Gershin Yizkayek Shu Mohul, based on Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Rav Shimon Elazar says that Kuli Yalmo agree that Noilad Mohul Tzorech Lativ Dambris. And by the Machlis, Rav Shimon Beis Hillel is by Gershin Yizkayek Shu Mohul. According to Beis Hillel, you don't have to do Hatovas Dambris. Right? So, that's how the Rabbeinu Hananel, he paskin, like Rav Shimon ben Elazar Shita. V'nira shal zeh somchu halochas gedoilis, the savri lehu kamuroi dehosu, this lehu the cotton ain't sorich, over here savri ke Rabbi Yosef dishmaitz in the mashra delchus akavosi. So what is the Bahag? What's the basis of his psak? He paskin like the amuroim who paskin like the Tanakama, that basically noilad mohu does not require hatovas damris, but by yeshin is gayek shu mohu, that's our sugya, that's Rav Yosi, we paskin like Rav Yosi, and therefore you do require yeshin is gayek shu mohu requires hatovas damris, right? And furthermore, we have another raya to that from Dafayim Beis, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, and Rabbonim begeshin is gayek shu mohu nimnimo bayoma afilo balaylo kulu modu detzorich hatovas damris, right? So there we have a machlokes where Gershin Yizkayek Shu Mohul, he has to do Hatovas Dambris. Is it dafka bayoyim or even balaylo? Machlokes tanoim. But you see that everyone there agrees, all the tanoim there agree that you have to do a Hatovas Dambris. Right? And therefore, the Bahag Paskin, Gershin Yizkayek Shu Mohul, tzorich Hatovas Dambris. Noilad Mohul, ain't tzorich Hatovas Dambris. Right? Ain't tzorich Hatovas Dambris. The, what's the, So that's the Rabbeinu, that's the Rabbeinu Hanan. Now, Rabbeinu Hananel is really the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. This is the way it's brought down in the Meforshim. And what does Rabbeinu Tam hold?
You couldn't have a hair. If you can't do
Mila
now,
he can't become a ger. Ain't lo takon. It's not just that you don't need a hatovas dambri, since you can't do a mila, so ain lo takona. He really cannot become a ger, in a full fledged ger. Right? That's the problem with the Rabbeinu Tam. Just the we're not going to really explain the Rabbeinu Tam right now, but just to see what the problems are on the Rabbeinu Tam, right? Because the Ran quotes the Rabbeinu Tam that Geshen Iskayek Shumo Ein Lo Takona Avol Bonov Nimolim Leches Nichnosim Lakol Do Iskaye Bitvila Vager Choshu Lahachshir Zara Vaatzmo Lo. Very strange shita that he's Ein Lo Takona since he can't do Bris Mila, so he really can't do a full fledged Gerus, right? And even the Hatovas Dambris is not going to work because you need a Mila. You need Mila for the games. Hatovas Dambris is not sufficient, but his children are fine. They're full-fledged. They will be full-fledged Jews, and you do a Bris Mila on the eighth day, and they can marry into the Kohol. But he himself is what? What is he a Ger? Is he not a Ger? Is he a Goy? Is he a Jew?
Well, that doesn't matter, though.
What?
Like, his kids are going to have from the mother
anyway. Yeah, right. From the mother anyway, they should have a Kedushas Yisrael, right? Because even if he's Mamish Agoi, Akum Abob, we Paskan Akum Abob Bas Yisrael, the children are Ksherim, right? The Yehudim Ksherim. That's also a problem with the Rabbeinu Tam. We have to try to understand this Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbi Yitzhak Leponovich has a Hezbah, but I want to leave. I want to do that Shuvah next week. He has a very interesting Hezbah in the Rabbeinu Tam. But the Ramban asked on the Rabbeinu Tam. He says, V'manashok, if we hold like Rav Shimon ben Elozo, so he himself is kosher. Because Geshen Yisrael Shumo doesn't need a Hatov as Dambris. Right? All he needs is, and he should be Nichnas Lakol. He should be able to marry a Bas Yisrael. And if we don't hold that way, so let's do a Hatov as Dambris. What is this Shore of Rabbeinu Tam makes that you can't do the Hatov as Dambris? Right? You can't do the Hatovas Dambris is not sufficient. But he is a ger, but he can't marry a Bas Yisrael. His children can marry a Bas Yisrael. Very, very difficult, shita. But that's the Rabbeinu Hananel and the Rabbeinu Tam. What's the third shita? Third shita in this? Oh, what? That both of them require Hatovas Dambris. Whose Shita is that?
Rosh.
What?
Rosh.
The Rosh holds that way, right? The Rosh holds that way. And who else? The Rambam. Rosh and Rambam. The Rosh explains himself. Why did the Rosh holds that both Neilad Mohul and Nisgayek Shu Mohul, both of them require Hatovas Dambris. And what's the reason for the Rosh? Well, the Chumrah, Misafek, because there's a Machlokes Rishonim, whether you require Hatovas Dambris, right? So therefore, here, the Rosh is here. Rosh and Yevomis, right? That because we have a Machlokes the Bahag and the Rabbeinu Hananel, right? So the Rosh says, when no gulahatif bishneihem, right? No good hatif bishneyum, a mere bishabis, ain't lahatif, can the eco plukta, ain't lahalo shabis. Right? But so you, yeah, michumra, lechumra, we say sophic lechumra. So you have to do atovas dambris both by Geshin Sanchu Moral and also by Neulad Moral, but not on Shabbos, because misophic, you can't be mechalo Shabbos, which is very strange what the Rosh is saying, not on Shabbos, because misophic, since it's a sophic, it's a machloikis. Machlokes Rishonim had a paskin, so Misofi, you can't be Mechal Shabbos. There's another reason. There's a much more fundamental reason why you can't do the Bris Mila, where you can't do the Hatovas Dambris on Shabbos.
There's money.
What? Because it's not. It's shaloi bizman. It's by a ger. It's a mila shaloi bizmana, right? It's shaloi bizman. And by a cotton, right? By a cotton chenoylad mahul. Right? Why can't you do the hatovas nabris on Shabbos? Because it's sofik or lakvusha. Sofik or lakvusha. So then the Gemara said that you can't do it on Shabbos. You don't have to come on to the reason because there's a machlokes rishonim how to paskin lahalacha whether you need a hatovas nabris at all. So that's a problem. That's a problem. The korban nesanel raises that issue, and then the Rosh says gam yiroa de ein levorich misofik, that there's no bracha on that tovas nabris. Why? Safik bracha is a kula. You're only doing that tovas nabris mi safek, and therefore safek is so. As far as safek bracha, we go the kula. Now this, the Ran quotes really a big machlekes rishonim about this. Whenever you have a mitzvah, then you have to do mi safek, because safek deraisa lechumra, right? Do you say a birkas mitzvah on it, right? This is Yadu as the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid, right? The Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam holds that whenever it's a Sofek, even though the mitzvah you have to do because Sofek derives a lechumah, but the broch is only the Rabbonin. So Sofek broch is a lehokel, and the Ravid disagrees with that. And in Shabbos, he quotes this as a machlokes between the Rif and the Rabbeinu Yoinu, whether you have to do we have to say a bracha in the case of noilak shumahu, by noilak shumahu, because it's safek or lakvusha, so you have to do the mila mi safek. The Rif holds there's no bracha, and the Rabbeinu Yoina holds you have to say a bracha since you have to do the mitzvah mi safek deraisa, so you also have to say the bracha. Okay, we're not going to go into that whole machlokes. There has been that machlokes, but that's as far as the bracha. What about the Rambam? The Rambam paskins also that you have to do hatovas dambris on both of them. Ger shenichnas lekohol lekal yisrael halacha zayin. Ger shenichnas lekal yisrael chayev mila tchila. So the Rambam, this is the raya of Rabbi Tzalul Zhoti, that a ger has a kiyum mitzvah mila, because the Rambam starts off ger shenichnas lekal yisrael. Chayev mila tchil. He's chayev to do mila, right, for the gerus. And why is he bringing it down in hilchas mila? He should bring it down. And just in hilchas yisurei bia, where the Rambam discusses how to do a gerus. So apparently he wants to say that there's a kiyum mitzvah mila in the mila of gerus. V'imolk shehoye goy tzorich lahatev yimeno dam bris shenizgaya. V'chen kotten shenoy lekshumol tzorich lahatev yimeno dam bris bayoyim hashmini. And you have to do Hatovas Dambris on the eighth day. The Rambam says Hatovas Dambris should be done on the eighth day. Apparently, Rambam learns it's not a separate mitzvah of Hatovas Dambris that doesn't, but it's a kiyum of the mitzvah of Mila. And Mila has to be by Yom Hashmini. So Hatovas Dambris as a substitute for the mitzvah of Mila should also be by Yom Hashmini. And this is a Reb Chaim that I gave you, where Reb Chaim wants to say, to answer a kasha on the Ramah, that Hatovas Dambris does not require Yom Shmini. Hatovas Dambris is a mitzvah bifnei atzmo, a separate mitzvah. But let's leave that for a moment. So the Rambam holds also, he paskens lahalocha that you have to do Hatovas Dambris both on Neulad Mohul and Gershin Yisgayer Kishuhu Mohul. Gershin Yisgayer Kishuhu Mohul. What about bracha? Doesn't say anything here about bracha, right? The pashtus, there is no bracha on it, right? And that and that's how that's how we paskin lalocha, that there is no bracha. However, the Ran quotes the Ramban that when it comes to the bracha by a ger, shenizgayek shumahu, what does the Ramban hold? There is a bracha. It's not like noilad mohu. Yes. You got it? And it came out clear?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much. I'll come into the office afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Sunday Kabul. Okay. The Ramban holds that everyone's molded that you need a bracha on the Hatovas Dam Briyas by a Gershon Israel Shumov. For what reason? Well, yeah, it's Bitaris Vadai. It's not by a Noilad Mohu, it's a Sophic or a Lakusha, Sami Sophic, you don't say a bracha. But over here, it's Bitaris Vadai that you have to be Mativ Dam Briyas, Lachnisa Bivris, Shamar Avina, Vonichnotzim Tachas, Kanfea Shchina. And this, and so you have to say a bracha. But then he brings the Rambam says that it seems from the Rambam that ain't tzrichin bracha. The Rambam doesn't mention bracha over here, and the Ran explains lo yadati loma oma beger shemol kodesh shenisgaya sheino tzarich bracha. Why did the Rambam not mention bracha by ger shenisgaya shumol? Right, and the Ran says esher the refuyim merafi biyode. That, like the Rosh says, there could be that the Rambam also had a suffix, whereby Geshen is Kayak Shumahu, like the Machlik is the Bahag and the Machlik is the Bahag and the Rabbeinu Hananel, whether there is Hatovas Dambris. And be suffix, you have to do the Hatovas Dambris. But since it's a suffix, therefore there's no Ruch. And that's in Shulchan Aruch, that's the way the Shach and the Groh explain the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Reish Samaches if Aleph that ger imol shohayori kochavim o shenoylad mohul tzorich lahatif mimenu dam bris ve'ein mevorchim olav. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that by a Gershin Skayek Shu Mohul you have to do a Tachas Dam Bris, but there's no bracha. And the Shach explains why, Lefida Misap Golon imetifin milo. Misofik, Yesh Lahach, Belahati, Val Eim Mavorchim Misofik, the Kaimelon Sofik Bracha Slohokin. So that's why there's no bracha by Gershin Skayek Shu Mohul. And the Gros says the same thing as well. Like the Rosh. Right? I think it's very difficult to say that in the Rambam. To say that the Rambam is saying that there's no bracha because the Rambam had a sofek whether the paskin like the Bahag or the paskin like the Rabbeinu Hananel, and it seems to me to be very difficult. It's possible to say that there's no bracha because it's sofek brachas lahakel. But you don't see any indication. And see, the Rosh brought down the Bahag and the Rabbeinu Hanan, and he says, since the Machlokes Rishonim, so Misofik we Matif Dam Bris, but there's no Bracha Misofik. But in the Rambam, it's very difficult to say that the Rambam, that's how the Rambam Paskin, because he had a Sofik whether the Paskin this way or the Paskin that way, and therefore he's Machmir, but there's no Bracha. It could be, I'm just suggesting, well, based on what Reb Chaim says, that Reb Chaim said, he apparently understood the Rambam differently, that, you have the Reb Chaim? The Reb Chaim, I gave you a sheet of Reb Chaim, yeah? Yeah, see, the Reb Chaim will just finish up with this Reb Chaim, that there's a Rama who says that a cotton shenimol toch shmone ain't tzorich hatofes dam bris. So you did a bris meal on the cotton on the sixth day, right? So you're not mekayim the mitzvah of mila, because it's dafka yom shmini va'elech. But you don't have to do hatofes dam bris over again. If you do a bris meal on the cotton at night, you have to do you'll have to do a Hatovas Dambri. So Rechaim explains what's the pshat in this Rama. So he says that if you did a Mila on a cotton on the cotton before the eighth day, so you're not Mekayim the mitzvah of Mila, but you are Mekayim the mitzvah of Hatovas Dambri. Because Hatovas Dambri is a mitzvah bifnei atzmo, and it doesn't require Yom Shemini. Mila requires Yom Shemini. So on the, you did Mila on the sixth day, you weren't Mekayim the Mitzvah of Mila. But you were Mekayim HaTovas Dam Bris, because that, there's no requirement of Yom Shemini for HaTovas Dam Bris. But there is a requirement of Yom for HaTovas. That has to be in the daytime, not at night. And therefore, if you did the remote pastors, Nimo Balayla, you have to do HaTovas Dam Bris. Right? Those are the dinim of HaTovas Dam Bris. But then he says, the Rechaim says, the Rambam Paskin, that Noilad Mohu, you have to, when do you do HaTovas Dam Bris? You do HaTovas Dam Bris on the eighth day. On the eighth day. The HaTovas Dam Bris must be on the eighth day. Right? Even though the Rambam holds that by Noilad Mo, he's allowed to eat Truma. In Hilchas Truma Pastels, he can eat Truma. So that shows that the Rambam didn't hold that's a Sufik or a Lakvusha. Right? Because if it was a Sufik or a Lakvusha, he has a status of a Sufik or a Rail. And he wouldn't be allowed to eat truma, so apparently he requires hatofes dambris as a mitzvah bifne, not because of the sofik or lekvusha, but because it's a mitzvah bifne atzmo, right? And yet you require yom shemini. That you see in the shita saram. Hatofes dambris is a mitzvah bifne atzmo, not because of the sofik or lekvusha, but still requires yom shemini. And then he asked on the Rambam. And tzorich yom, amas sheposak haramam, da atofas dambris, ein tzorich brocha. That we came in the einu mishum chashash or lo kvusha, rak mitzvah bifnei atzmo, imken harehi mitzvah vadois, v'amai ein tzricha brocha. So Chaim asks on the Rambam. Why did the Rambam say that by a case of noilad mohu, which is not based on tzofik or lo kvusha, according to Rambam, because you see he's allowed to eat, a Noilad Mohu is allowed to eat Truma, so there's no Sofi Gorla there, but there's a separate mitzvah at Tovas Dam Bris, and that mitzvah the Rambam held is on Dafka on the eighth day, not before the eighth day, against the Ramah. So he asks, but why isn't there a bracha? Why shouldn't there be a bracha? So Reb Chaim doesn't have a teretz on that. Apparently you see, for some reason, that according to the Rambam, there is no brocha on Hatovas Dambris. Hatovas Dambris is a mitzvah bifnei atzmo, but for some reason there's no brocha on Hatovas Dambris. So that could be the explanation of the Rambam over here. When the Rambam says, Noilad Mohu, Gershin is Gayek Shum Mohu, right? You have to do Hatovas Dambris. And Noilad Mohu, also you have to do Hatovas Dambris. But there is no, the Rambam holds, for some reason, that there's no brocha on Hatovas Dambris. That's what Chaim's question. Why isn't there a bracha? But that's the reality that the Rambam held on Hatovas Dambris. There is no bracha. Maybe we'll try to find somebody talks about that. Why shouldn't there be a bracha on Hatovas Dambris if it's a mitzvah bifnei atzmo? If it's because of Sofik or Lakvusha, there's no bracha because Sofik brachos lahokel. But if it's a mitzvah bifnei atzmo, nothing to do with Sofik or Lakvusha, why shouldn't there be a bracha? But lemaisa, there is no bracha. So in the Rambam, why is there no bracha by Noilad Mo? So or by a gershin is gaya kshumahu. So the shach and the gro explain because it's a sofik. It's a sofik had a paskin lahalocha, and that's why the Rambam said there's no bracha similar to the Rosh. But I'm saying this could be another possibility. There's no bracha because Hatovas Dambris is a mitzvah bifnei atzmo, and there is no bracha for some reason on Hatovas Dambris. Just to complete the sugya, what's the fourth sheet in this Gershin Shu Mohul and Noilad Mohul?
Neither.
What?
Neither.
Neither one requires. Who holds that? La halacha. I mean, la halacha. Neither one. That's in the Hagoyis Maimonis quotes a Re'ein. The Hagoyis Maimonis on that halacha in Hilchas Mila, he quotes a Re'ein in Os Beis. It's a long Hagoyis Maimonis, but the bottom of the first column, Re'ein Kosav the Ben Kotan Hanoilik Shumohol. Ben Gershin is Gayek Shumo, Ain Sorech Lahatif Imeno Dambris, the Kaimulon Karav, the Oma Halocha Kitana Kama, and therefore is Ain Sorech Lahatif Imeno Dambris. Right? The Halocha is like the Tanakama, right? And that Noilad Mohul is Ain Sorech Lahatif Dambris, and if Noilad Mohul is Ain Sorech Lahatif Dambris, logic tells us Right? This Tosis points out in Shemisecha Shabbos, right, that Noilad Mohul is more chomer. You see from Rav Shimon ben Elazar that Noilad Mohul is more chomer than Gershon Nisgayer Shum Mohul. So if we paskin that Noilad Mohul ain't Tzorech La'adiv Dam Bris, so therefore we also paskin that Gershon Nisgayer Shum Mohul ain't Tzorech La'adiv Dam Bris. That was the beginning, the first shita in Tosis in Shabbos, that then he said, "Hashda mashma the yese yesh lahatzri chatofa lenoilik shumol min lizgayik shumol the hola noilik kuli alma modu v'geri kaplukin kein lekamon the posig rav halacha ketana kam u'mashu the kavos ein kaimolami the kamer ravada barahave tesili the avri adarav came the kaimolan ketana kam v'noilik shumol shein tzorich lahatif damri is kol shekein gershin lizgayik shumohu." But the Bahag didn't pass in that way. Then he goes on to explain the Bahag. This first sheet is the sheet of the Re'im. Right? The Re'im that neither one requires Hatofas Dambris. Right? Neither one requires Hatofas Dambris. Noilad Mohul, apparently we do not choishish for Orla Kvusha. And a Gershin is Gayer Kshum Mohul. So then, since you can't do the Mila, so there's no need for Hatovas Dambris. The Geirus will be through the Tvila alone. We'll view that Geirus as a Geirus of Noshim, even though he does have an Eiver, right? But the Reim would hold that it's similar to the Tvila of Noshim, similar to Nichras Hagid as well. These are the four Shittas in Halacha L'maise in Shulchan Aruch we paskin like the Rambam in the Rosh, right? That both of them require Hatofas Dabris, but without a Rosh. Okay, so for tomorrow, I think go over this and also do that Hartzi. Hartzi has a fascinating Shaila, right? What about a Ger, if someone wants to be Megayer, but he's a hemophiliac, right? Can't do bris milah. It'll be a sakona for him to do bris milah. Can he be megayah? Right?
Can't do atavas nabris.
He can't do anything because it's a sakona. It'll be a or he had a heart condition that you can't do. The doctor say it'll be a sakona for him if you'll do a milah or atavas nabris. Can he be megayah? Very, very fascinating truth. Okay, and if you when you finish that, just go right in the Gemara, just go do the next sugya. Yeah. So Rabbi Tendler will be speaking at 11:00 tomorrow.
What time are we going to shir?
No, Rabbi Tendler will give a shir. There's two blocks in Yevamos. We're going to do Gemara, and then after we finish the sugya, we're going to do the Shacharit. The two of them.